leadership? Did leaders really botch things over Vietnam?
Leadership. Leadership. We have a weak, our country as a whole, our leadership is weak as hell. Anytime that you have leadership, and they will break down just overnight to what a certain group wants, well, it's weakness. They may, if you have strong leadership, as we used to have in government years ago, and those older leaders that we once had, Roosevelt, Cordell Hull, different ones, and back before then, regardless of what the people may have thought, they did what they thought was right. And we kept on the even keel. Because the people, in those days and times, they only wanted what was right. But these days, our ways of thinking have changed so that right's one of these things on the way. They're wanting their ways of life to fit in with what they want. Not what's the best for the nation, the best for people. You take years ago when I was a kid, on up to just a few years ago, the only time you ever heard of dope, anything like that, was when a doctor would give you a shot of morphine or something like that to ease your pain. I never heard of marijuana. I heard of morphine, but you knew a doctor. You took that, a doctor would come get you. The only time you heard a person ever knows they was getting out of weight, you took a drink of whiskey, got drunk off whiskey or beer. And that wasn't too bad. But nowadays, like things are among your younger generation, and whiskey, I mean, dope, such as that, whiskey nowadays is one of the small items.
Yeah, that surprised me. Mrs. was telling me about that yesterday. I thought, you know, well, maybe in a place like Darrisburg, you'd have the marijuana scene, because that's it would be so prevalent nowadays, just about everywhere. But she said, you know, they were having trouble with the hard stuff, like heroin.
Yeah, sure.
And that really surprised me. She said the high schools or just about anywhere.
So what? Once you get a nation as great and strong as our nation has been, and our younger generation coming up today know nothing but heroin, morphine, dope, heroin. What's happening? You're breaking it down, you're weakening it. Just like communism, rushing on the West. If they want to weaken us, they're weakening us now. They don't have that problem with Russia, or they may have it, but what it is not wide open like in this country and some of our other nations. But in this country, it's wide open. They're doing the damn well please. Well, what? How can you weaken a nation anymore than to start on your younger generations? Like it is now with whiskey. I mean, not whiskey, because whiskey's been ever since God made man, almost. But what we have now, hard drugs and such as that, how can you weaken your coming generations any worse than they have to face it?
Well, everything's such a mess.
Even your fighting forces. Now, how can it be any worse? What do you have? Well, World War II, I was overseas over 3 years. And we've always had morphine near the issuers, little packets, and some ampules, morphine in
it. Emergency kit.
Emergency kit. Well, I never knew a man, boy, would ever use one of those things. Hell, he'd been afraid to use it if he's wounded. He wouldn't have used it then, unless it's absolutely necessary. And one of his buddies, well, those things would turn back in. Today, my goodness, could you issue a soldier anything like that anymore? That's already been 30 years ago. How times have changed. You couldn't put an aspirin tablet in that for them. They as a whole, I won't say them all, but I'll say 50%. All right, what can weaken your fighting force anymore when you can't trust one of your own soldiers to amp you with morphine? When 30, 35 years ago, they issued it out and threw you those kits by the handful. And none was ever used. So what's happened?
Everything's in such a mess now, but with the use of drugs, is there any way to do anything about it? Can it be turned around?
I don't know. There are, we sure.
But leadership doesn't work. They're afraid to pass laws. They're weak that way themselves. And here these days in law enforcement, if, our Supreme Court is one of the cause for our breakdown in a morale, law enforcement office. Some of the rules that have been, I mean, some of the decisions that have been made by our Supreme Court, giving the criminals the hand over your policeman. Used to years ago, I believe a man had his rights. But yet again, I don't believe in a man just doing what the hell he wants to. And yet again, you're going to court and you violated one of his rights. The decisions over the past year, Supreme Court and so forth, they have broke down all of this. An officer these days, at times, afraid to arrest him. Well, hell, that man he arrested may take him into court and sue him. Or have him put in jail and he can walk the streets free. Well, that breaks your morale of law enforcement, man. And these days, they have to read him his rights, do this, that, and the other. And when maybe he's a damn drunk or something other, he would never know where he read them.